Broadcasting across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. To start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and as always, great to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. I'll be going to your calls in just a few moments, but I do want to talk about in vitro fertilization and snowflakes. There's a very important article in the Christian Research Journal on this very topic. And for me, when I talk about snowflakes, they're not just words to me. They're actual human beings to me, one of whom I've actually had in my lap and read Bible stories to. I want you to remember the words of Scripture. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And that alludes to something that David says previously about the fact that we were knit together in our mother's wombs, and therefore we can praise God because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works, O God, are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me, written in your book, before one of them came to be. That is a glorious thought. The fact that the Creator of all things spoke and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. We know of 100 billion galaxies, each with 100 billion stars, and it is that God that knit us together in our mother's wombs. And not only did that, but also was willing to die so that we might be reconciled to Him for time and for eternity. And as we do the Bible Answer Man broadcast, that is foremost in my thinking. And the reason it is I was in Modesto, California, had an opportunity to meet literally thousands of people. And as I was autographing books and listening to testimonies, I was impressed again with how God is using the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Lives are being transformed. One man came up to the table and said, I've been listening to you for 25 years. Don't ever stop doing what you're doing. Another man came by and said, I came out of the Watchtower organization because of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Another said, I came to faith in Christ. One testimony after another of people coming to faith in Christ, coming out of the kingdom of the cults, coming out of the world of the occult, being equipped, exhorted, encouraged, edified. And that is all made possible by a team. We have a team at the Christian Research Institute that make it possible. But we also have a team of people outside these walls that join with us financially and join with us in prayer. As so many people said to me, I pray for you, but I know you hear that all the time. And I don't know whether people fully grasp what it means to me to know that you pray for this ministry. This is a very significant ministry that goes into the denizens of darkness, We are not politically correct. We take tough stands, and it's difficult sometimes. But to know that there are people out there praying for us is the balm of Gilead, my life. So I thank those that pray for us. I thank those that tangibly support us as members of the support team. I thank those, and many of you came up to me and said, we're standing with you. We've made a donation to your ministry to overwhelm this deficit that you have. And again, we're coming close to June 30, and we thank those who've already made gifts, and we ask you if you're considering to make a gift to postmark it by June 30. Again, you can send it to Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can give online at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion, or by picking up the telephone and simply dialing 888-7000, letters CRI. A lot of you hanging on, full board. First up, Fred. He's listening in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Hank. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I first want to thank you so much for all your hard work and scholarship over the years for, standing up for our final rule of faith, the Holy Writ. I believe it should be our final rule of faith, as it does pertain to the original text, and as well as we hear it by the Spirit. I was reading, and I came across. I could only have accepted the gospel by reading the text. You know, I must have been so proud. It was some years ago, back in 1983, that I first read the Bible front cover, and I must have missed this one, but I just came across it the other day, in Matthew, where he talks about the two Zacharias, and maybe I went too far. I don't think I did. I think I was satisfied by getting to the Aramaic Peshitta, and I came up with a word that was not translated in the Strangler script, and it said "and those." So I guess I can feel that Jesus meant, as well as the Zechariah 1:1 would mean, anyone who has shed their blood for the sake of the gospel.
Now, you're talking about Matthew 23, where Jesus is talking about Abel.
Yes, sir, where he talks about the Zechariah.
Son of Berechiah.
Berechiah, yeah. And most commentaries, I've read a couple commentaries, and one says, well, they often made a mistake. Another one refers you to Luke and says, well, he's talking about the Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, and I wonder if you have any other comment on that, whether it was something that was added later in the Matthew, or that you feel Jesus was referring to the son of Berechiah, referring to generations.
Yeah, let me cut to the chase real quickly on this so we don't run out of time. But yeah, the text says, and so upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. And of course, the problem here is that Berechiah is not the one in question. It's not Zechariah, son of Berechiah, but it is said to be Zechariah, son of Jehoiada, who was murdered. And therefore, some people say this could be a copyist error. But we think that is probably unlikely. Perhaps, as well, it could be that there was a literal Zechariah, son of Berechiah, who was murdered between the temple and the altar in the early first century, and that murder is left unrecorded, so we don't know about it. That's also a possibility. But I think it's more likely that this is a double entendre by Jesus Christ. I think people oftentimes make the mistake of wooden literalistic interpretations, and they're forcing an interpretation rather than recognizing that the Bible is a literary masterpiece. So I think it's likely, again, that this is a double entendre. You are responsible from beginning to end, whether you count that as a literary end or a literary bookend. Zechariah, son of Jehoiada, who is the first account of an Old Testament prophet and priest murdered by the Jew, or you count Zechariah, son of Berechiah, as a chronological bookend, as representative of the last prophet and priest who was actually murdered by the Jewish leaders. And I think, again, much more likely that Jesus is doing something majestic literarily, as he does. He is the heir to the linguistic riches of the Old Testament prophets and a greater prophet than them all. One would suspect that this is a literary bookend that takes both into account the literal and the chronological in terms of the prophets in reference. We'll be right back in just a few moments with more of the broadcast.
Every CRI outreach, our broadcast, podcast, website resources, the Christian Research Journal, and more is made possible only because of friends like you. Your partnership matters. What kind of impact has your partnership had? An impact for time and for eternity. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground Church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
The Soviet Red Army won the Battle of Stalingrad. It appeared at first the Nazi war machine would secure the victory, but the Soviets battled back from near certain defeat with extraordinary courage and resoluteness to turn the tide of the battle and ultimately the war. The lesson is that both men and material, people and provisions played a critical role. Willingness to fight and munitions in the arsenal were pivotal. Our contemporary battle for truth against anti-Christian secularists raises the stakes above the significance of Stalingrad. CRI likewise needs military partners willing to stand for truth, along with the financial means to accomplish the mission. Stand with us during the key month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And before we go back to our callers, I do want to say one more thing about giving. Everyone should be able to do something, whether it's $5 or $10 or $15, everybody should be able to do something. And I mean everybody. If you're out there and you appreciate the ministry but you can't give, pray. We do believe that prayer is firing the winning shot. We do covet your prayers above all. We are absolutely, completely convinced that God has raised up this ministry. We see the abundant, abiding fruit of this ministry. I hear people say all the time, please never stop doing what you're doing. So we see the impact in lives. And we know that God is pleased with this ministry. And therefore, we're asking you to stand with us prayerfully. If you cannot give, pray. If you can give, give and pray. But do something. This is a really critical time for our ministry. We don't want to contract. We want to expand. Why? Not because we want to be bigger, but we want to touch lives, pure and simple. We are making a difference. This is not a time for retreat. And remember, postmark by June 30. You can give on the web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000 CRI, whatever you can do, if you can join the support team, join a team making a difference, not just for time, but also for eternity. Want to go back to the phone lines? Let's talk next to Daniel, listening on the web in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got to make a visit to New York sometime.
Okay. I'm looking forward to going back to New York.
Yes. I have a question. I got into a conversation with a friend of mine who practiced homosexuality, and he brought up the fact that Christians should live by the motto, love the sinner, hate the sin. And I told him it wasn't a biblical idea, but I wasn't too sure of the answer that I gave him. So my question to you is the saying, hate the sin, love the sinner, biblical?
Well, no, I don't think it's biblical, and I don't think it's practical either, because you have a hard time making a dichotomy between sin and a sinner. A sin, remember, is an abstraction. It's not an ontological entity in itself. People who commit sins are inextricably tied to the sin that they commit. And God hates sin. He wants to redeem us from sin. He would go, indeed, he did go to any extent so that we could be utterly and irrevocably redeemed from sin. So the point I think that you made is a good point. It's a well-stated point, and it's a correct point. It is a false dichotomy to make that statement. I mean, ultimately, God loves people, and he wants to redeem people, and he sees the devastating impact of people who are bound by their sin, and he wants to free them from that sin. And again, going back to my California trip, I saw so many people that had been set free from sin, and they were genuinely new creations in Christ. And you couldn't believe the before if people didn't tell you about it. My son Hank Jr. was with me on the trip, and one of the pastors we met told us about his life before Christ. And my son said to him, you know, after the trip was over and we were saying goodbye, he said, you know, if you hadn't told us about your life before Christ, it's hard to imagine that that person actually existed. In other words, Christ had radically redeemed and changed that individual. And what a testimony to the grace of God that person is. And that's the way it can be for each one of us. So God loves us enough to redeem us from our sin, but we are inextricably bound to the sin as sinners. And your answer is so correct because, again, sin is not an entity in itself. It's not an ontological entity. It is the deprivation of good.
All righty, Hank. Thank you for your answer, and thank you for your testimony as well. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. You got it right.
Let's go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Ray, listening in Chesterfield, Missouri. Hi, Ray.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to know if if Jesus returns, if he's going to like write another chapter to the Bible, like to call it the completed testament, divine principle.
No. When Jesus Christ returns, we will have direct access to Revelation because Jesus is the supreme creator of all things, knows all things, and the beautiful thing is that, like his disciples, we will be able to commune with a living, resurrected Christ. So we will have direct access to direct revelation.
Oh, okay. So he's going to be born of a woman this time, or he's going to come back in the manger again?
No, Jesus is resurrected from the dead. So he was born of a woman in the incarnation. So you have one person with two natures, 100% divine and 100% human, and so it forever will be. The Christian faith is historic and evidential. We know that God created the universe. That's just common sense. Every effect has to have a cause greater than or equal to itself. We know that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, so he did what no other person can do. Not only so, but he manifested the credential of sinlessness. And we know that the Bible, at least we could build a cumulative case for the fact that the Bible's divine as opposed to merely human in origin. The Bible says that Jesus is forever in flesh and that he will appear a second time. That the veil between these interlocking, overlapping domains will disappear, and Christ will appear a second time, and we will have direct access to him. In other words, direct revelation. Back to the phone lines, talk to Sandra, Palm Desert, California. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Hank. Hank, can you help save my marriage?
Well, I'd like to.
Okay. Well, so I've been married over 18 years and got married by church and law. And because of reasons of finances, especially protecting my mom, who's a widow, I felt that I needed to go ahead and get a divorce, unfortunately. However, I still love my husband very much, and somehow I feel that I'm bound to him for life. And I know he loves me too, but he feels rejected, and he feels that by this divorce our marriage was terminated. But we still love each other, and I'm trying to save this marriage. Do we still have a marriage? Because we have been married on the church, and in fact, he knew that I was going to get this divorce, and we have both agreed with each other that we would continue wearing our wedding ring, we would continue being faithful to each other, and be together for life. But then things went bad, and he just could not be continued married to me unless we're married by law as well, and I don't want to do that because I have to protect my mom as a widow.
Yeah, well, I don't know all the ins and outs of how this protects your mom as a widow, but I do think that you have everything necessary to build from where you are right now. Both of you still love one another, and hopefully love is not defined as a feeling, but as a commitment. And that commitment should be shouted from the housetops, which is to say that it should be etched not only in your commitment to one another verbally, but it should be legally etched as well. And I think that as long as you have two people, one willing to forgive and the other wanting to be forgiven, reconciliation at any level can take place. I don't fully understand, again, how this protects your mother, but the point ultimately, I think, is that if you have someone in your community
that can meet with you and deal with the intricacies and the circumstances of what's going on. You can get the best counsel. I don't just want to presume as an electronic voice to know the background, but I do know the principle. And the principle is that we should be bound together not only in the eyes of the Lord and the eyes of the Lord's people, but in the eyes of the world as well. And therefore, I think it's important to be bound together by state and by church, because this is a commitment that serves as well as a testimony to the world that as Christ gave himself for the church, so you have given yourselves to one another. You've been submitted to one another, given up one another's rights because of the love that you have for each other. I'd like to say more. If there's anything we can do off air, be happy to try to do that as well. We are at a time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The time went far too quickly today. My apologies to all the callers I didn't get to, but hopefully we'll get to talk to you on a future edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, maybe even tomorrow. Look forward to seeing you then. God bless you. Thank you for standing with us prayerfully and financially.
Thank you for joining us today. June is one of the most important months for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. That's because we close out another financial year, and we can do so successfully only if listening friends like you stand with us prayerfully and financially. With your gift, you'll help CRI impact even more lives with God's truth. Please call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is essentially two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God in Christ. Simply put, the map is not the territory, the menu is not the meal. We cheat ourselves of authentic union with Christ when we elevate the message above the Messiah. Truth Matters, Life Matters More is a modern classic and the magnum opus of one of the great theological minds of our time. To receive Truth Matters, Life Matters More, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the life-changing work of the Christian Research Institute. That's 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.